awful lot of the young people there. And I was intrigued because I had to help with the washing and the bathing. And of course, my memory now is coloured by my career of 43 years of teaching. And I think, gosh, no CRB checks, straight into the bathroom to wash these young people. No health and safety identifications, nothing at all. But I was aware that this one young lady had a very strange marking right around her waist. And I was sort of young and naive and didn't like to ask anything. And I was a guest. I was a volunteer. So I didn't say anything until I was actually employed during my summer holiday the following year. And I asked about this strange mark around this young lady's waist, and I was told that because at that time many people were ashamed of having a young child with learning difficulties, she had Down syndrome, and also because of the poverty the family, her own family, endured. She was from the Rhondda Valleys, and when she was born, and their own special needs, I think, played a part in this. When she was born, they had no cot, they had no crib, and they put her into a drawer that they'd